It is now time for our reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Marcel Henri joins us with the story about how rail may be ready to roll come October 2020. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. How's it going?
Good. So you were at that news conference with Andrew Robbins yesterday.
It was a very interesting news conference, I've got to say, and I've been to my fair share of news conferences for heart. This took place out by Leeward Community College at the station that they are building right next to the college there. Heart rolled out one of its four-car driverless trains. You know, they're pulling out all the stops. And then you had Andrew Robbins, who is the executive director of Heart, basically come out and declare that the first 10 miles and 9 stations, which is basically from, you know, the fields east of Kapolei to Aloha Stadium, that whole stretch will be ready for passenger service by October 20th. And it was pretty interesting that he didn't, you know, qualify. It wasn't, this is our goal. This is what we're hoping to do. It was, we will have it ready. So he's really kind of sticking his neck out on that one.
Yeah, it's like, okay, a lot of pressure.
Right. And, this is, we could spend the rest of the hour talking about all of the issues and the obstacles and the challenges that this rail project has faced, you know, and all the setbacks. So it was a pretty remarkable marker, right, for him to lay down and say, we're going to do this, to kind of throw down the gauntlet. But, you know, what Robin says is we have stabilized, this stretch of the project. We are pretty much through most of the construction with the station, so they don't foresee, many more hiccups that the construction on those West Side stations could hit. He says he's very confident in the team that he's got assembled out there. So it was quite a statement to say we're going to do this.
So what about the public partnership deal? I mean, how much wiggle room do we have with that?
We don't have much more wiggle room in terms of schedule contingency. That was kind of the flip side of this press conference. Although, again, Hart and Robbins, they're saying they're very confident in how things are going there. But basically what's happened is they keep pushing back the date that the finalists for the last major contract for rail work, that they have to submit their bids. You know, this is to build the last 4 miles in a town. It's the hardest part. They're using this whole new model where these companies would also operate the line for about 30 years going forward. So it's a very complicated process, but they do keep pushing it back. This is a contract that they had initially expected to sign by September of last year. And now we have just gone from about January, February for these companies and these firms to submit their bids now to April, with a target of signing the contract in May. So they continue to kind of, you know, eat up a lot of schedule contingency when it comes to the full 20-mile line. So, yeah.
Right. So when Andy talks about the first 10 miles, I mean, ready to roll, but actually carrying passengers?
Well, the way this would work is Hart would build it and then hand it off over to the city, to the Department of Transportation Services, to actually then run it. You know, they are right now, the rate commission is kicking around ideas for the rates and how it would operate. So basically what Hart is saying, we will have it ready. You know, if we hand it to you on October 20th, you guys could then theoretically, the city, DTS, could then start letting on passengers. Now, the rub to all of this is that the DTS director, the city's DTS director, yesterday also got up and said that, well, we're going to be asking for operational funding starting December 20th. So there is a 2-month gap there where there's kind of a question mark as to whether people would actually ride, whether it would be in a limited capacity, you know, how that would all work. If we would finally have this functioning rail line that city officials have been desperate to you know, show the public and show off how it could work, and whether or not it's just going to be sitting there for another 2 months, that remains to be seen.
Right. So the director, Wes Verstocki, he's on the board, isn't he? I'm trying to think of the HART board.
Yeah, he's a HART, you know, by being the DTS director, mm-hmm. he sits on the HART board too.
Yeah, the de facto yeah. seat. So,
right.
I mean, you'd think they would coordinate this, so it would be interesting to see how that plays out with the budget.
Right, that's a good point that, you know, they are doing a lot of coordination right now to transition the rail line and the operations from HART over to DTS, but this does seem like a key thing, this, you know, where there's still some questions as to how this is gonna execute in the fall, if they do in fact hit that milestone, that marker that Andy has established.
Yeah, because I'm sure the potential riders are going to be looking forward to something happening around that time. And I, you know the city's pushing those smart cards, you know, for the bus riders and the train riders, trying to get people used to the idea of multimodal.
Exactly, and they've been watching trains, you know, that over in Waipahu, you'll see the trains running up and down there. So, you know, yeah, there's a lot of anticipation here.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens come October 2020.
Yeah, it's a date.
Okay, all right. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.